You're listening to SBS News.
Hi, how are you today?
Raul has been driving for a ride-sharing company for over 3 years. This was his full-time job until he was assaulted by a group of men who had ordered a ride from him through an app.
And unfortunately, my driver's window was down. And one of the customers came, he just punched me on my left eye. As soon as I started to drive, they started kicking my vehicle as well. So I pulled up on the side to check if there is any damage. While I was checking, one of the guy again came and he punched me on my face again.
Raul was left with facial injuries, which turned into long-term pain in his eye.
I have to go overseas for my further medication. And it took me around like 2 months there to get fully recovered. And I came back 3 weeks ago. And finally, I'm back on the road now driving.
He says while the attack was traumatic, he has no other choice but to go back to his job.
I have to like take care of my family, my wife and all everything. I have to feed them. So there's no other option for me to start working again.
Driver Nat stopped working night shifts after she was verbally abused.
I said, please don't. Please get out of my car. You're scaring me. And they said, you have to take us. You have to take us. So I just sat there and cried until they got out of the car.
A new survey of more than 1,000 rideshare drivers from around Australia reveals Raul and Nat are not alone. The Rideshare Driver Cooperative has found conditions for drivers can be poor, with nearly all reporting being harassed or assaulted, over a third receiving threats, 10% saying they were physically assaulted, and 6% reported sexual abuse. Tony Sheldon from the Transport Workers Union says the way ride-sharing companies work with their employees is unacceptable.
This isn't about being an employee or being an independent contractor. This is about being a working person with respect and dignity at work and be able to have a voice.
Currently, drivers for ride-sharing app businesses have no access to sick leave or annual leave and can have their accounts deactivated without warning or explanation. There are also no redress policies in place for drivers who are assaulted on the job. Raul received a box of chocolates from the ride-sharing business as compensation for his attack.
Quite clearly, these app-based companies have based their whole strategy on discrimination, on arbitrary decisions, on algorithms that take the humanity out of what's supposed to be humane work for all of us in society.
Major ride-sharing company Uber is still Australia's dominant player, but newer apps like Ola, Taxify and Didi are becoming a growing part of the market. In a statement, Uber said,
Uber is committed to the safety of drivers, and we continue to work on promoting the safe use of our app and tackling tough issues.
In its own study of 1,700 drivers this year, it found that 93% enjoyed the flexibility of their work, and 83% signed up to make extra money. But with an increase of competitors entering the market, drivers say they're also worried about a dramatic decline in their earnings. After company fees and taxes, fuel and maintenance costs, the new research has found drivers make just $16 per hour. Nat says what used to be a part-time job is now a full-time commitment.
The rates across the board have dropped about 30% or so, and I'm finding I'm now having to work 5 days a week to make the same money.
With this new report, drivers are now hoping conversations surrounding better regulation will begin. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.